The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
So hanging out with the sharks, huh?
I am. You know what? Durban is the home of the sharks, yeah. But it's a different kind of shark that we're talking about. Yeah. Different new type of shark is circling the waters. This shark wants to bite into the next big business idea. I don't know if you've caught MNET Shark Tank yet.
I am loving it.
What an incredible show.
I thought
show.
It was going to take a while to sort of get... No, yeah. From episode one... Nailed it. They're brilliant. 100%. I like all of them.
It's Rapid Blue. It's a company that gave us Strictly Come Dancing, yes. And Come Dine With Me. And that,
yes. So they know what they're doing.
So they know what they're doing. And the sharks themselves are pretty amazing. I'm so hooked on the show. I caught up with Marnus Broedrake, who for me is probably the most entertaining, but the shark with heart, I think.
You think more heart than Dawn?
Much more heart than Dawn. I think Dawn lets a lot of big business ideas slip through her fingers.
Yeah.
But anyway, I caught up with Marnus this week. Marnus Broedrake, thanks for talking to us on Breakfast. How did you get involved with Shark Tank?
It was a random phone call one day from MNET asking me to be part of the show. And I've always been involved with small businesses and entrepreneurship. So it was a given for me that I would like to do it.
Tell me a bit about your background. Do you come from a business background?
So my very first business, my small little business, was started back in at the age of 14. When I was still in school and I had to get my own pocket money and I paid for my own school fees, and that happened through starting up a couple of businesses while I was still in school. Way back in the small town of Harry Smith, I started my articles and I studied accounting, and 4 years later I was done with that and I started my first business at the age of 22. And ever since then, for the last 8 years, it was just opening and starting up businesses.
Marnus, let's talk about an entrepreneur. Does one develop an entrepreneurial spirit, or is one born with it?
So I don't know. My opinion is that if you really want to make it and you work really hard, then you will make it. So whether it's being an entrepreneur, being something or great at something else, I think if you put in the hours, you'll make it. But having said that, there's just some people who like security and they like to get their salary at the end of the month, and they don't like all the things that goes hand in hand with entrepreneurship, and they should definitely stay away from trying to be an entrepreneur.
So, I mean, since the show aired, everybody is coming forward now with ideas. Are you finding that as well?
I absolutely love it, Terence. I think it's so great. I think the entrepreneurship in South Africa is alive and well, and I think the show is giving that platform for people out there to be inspired and to learn from it, and I think that's the thing that's been lacking the most is just education and how do I actually start a business. And I'm walking around now in shopping malls where people are coming to me and say, because of Shark Tank, I've quit my job and I'm starting my new business at the end of the month. And I think it's really amazing to hear those stories.
Marnus, let's talk about Shark Tank itself. Did you know the show going in?
I did. I don't watch a lot of TV, but there was one series that I followed from episode one, and that was Shark Tank US. And I've always loved it, and I think the whole entertainment value together with the business side is just a success recipe, and I've loved the show.
And I think I want to dispel one of the myths. You know, I think a lot of viewers don't know that you're actually investing your own money in these entrepreneurs. It's not the broadcaster's money.
No, it's our own money. So we're sitting there as investors, we're using our own money, and we need to make the best deal happen. And you talk about reality TV, but this is really reality TV. When the entrepreneurs walk into the room and they close the door, it's really a boardroom, and we're sitting there and we need to make great deals happen, and we pay for it.
So basically, you're not playing a character, you're being yourself.
100%. But I think we're all business people and we do this on a daily basis, but now we're just doing it in front of camera.
I'm so glad you asked that question. So many people have asked me as well. Surely there's a production company budget. And it's like, no, these guys are investing their money and their experience.
They're all business moguls. They're multimillionaires. And he was quite right. It was as if they're coming to a boardroom and pitching an idea to an investor. That is exactly. So it's all reality. I mean, he started his first business when he was 14 years old at school, paid for his school. Then now runs one of the most successful accounting firms in the country.
And if there's only one thing that they accomplished, is the fact that you can make a living and you can get ahead without necessarily getting a job with a corporate or with a company. That you can, especially in South Africa and an emerging market,
100%.
You can find these little gaps and little business opportunities. And this is really inspirational. Terence's been catching up with his favorite shark, Marnus Broedrake. I'm still torn. I don't know. I'm still watching. I kind of like Vinny sometimes, like Dawn. Like like Gil. Romeo is like a straight shooter. That's the guy you want in your camp as well.
I find Romeo to be incredibly boring.
Is it?
Yeah, he doesn't take chances. He's just
he goes for sure things.
He's a bit of a wet fish rather than a shark for me.
And he does have those wide eyes, like he's like too scared of this one.
Yeah, for me he's boring.
He's a sheepish shark.
Marnus, on the other hand, he's only 31 years old. Hey, multi-millionaire.
Yeah,
and it's all self-made.
Yeah.
So he didn't get a handout from anyone, and
didn't go the Trump route.
He didn't go the Trump route. His father didn't give him millions of rands. He started when he was still a child, and look where he is now. Maris, let's talk about the business aspect of things. I mean, you know, it may seem sort of quite clinical, but there was one episode where you got quite emotional, even shed a few tears over the entrepreneur with the baby feeding chairs. Tell us about that.
Again, I think it's what we spoke about. It's when you see that change. And what happened was the lady got a deal from one of the sharks and she just burst into tears. And that got to us as well, because people walk in there with their biggest dreams and they've worked so hard to get there. And then they get an opportunity to work with one of us and they're so overwhelmed and we got emotional too.
Yeah. But how do you differentiate who's just a chancer and who is actually quite committed to making a business work?
I think we're doing this on a day-to-day basis. So the more you do something, the better you get at it. So when someone walks in there, there's certain things that you pick up and you immediately know whether the entrepreneur has got it in him or to make a great business. Because essentially great entrepreneurs build great businesses. And it's a lot about the people.
Mm. You know, for me and for a lot of people out there, when they think business, you think it's all about making money, right? But there was one incident in particular where the lady came in with a biltong business. And because you're a vegetarian, you were out right at the get-go. So how much of yourself do you bring into these deals?
Yeah, I'm 100% myself. And I think in business, you need to be, in everything that you do in life, you need to be authentic to yourself. And when it comes to business, I would never be able to be involved in a business that I don't believe in. Mm. And I don't eat meat myself. And there would definitely not be a chance that I would invest in a business that sells that. And you need to be passionate about the businesses that you're in. And that's definitely not something that makes me passionate.
So from the other four sharks, who's your fiercest competitor?
I don't think Manus has competitors. No, I'm joking. No, I've really enjoyed working with all of them. Myself and Vinny and myself and Gil, we've got a couple of moments in the tank where we're going at one another. But outside of the tank, we're all friends and we're back to normal. But inside the tank, we're all trying to do a great deal.
So, Marnus, can you give us a sneak peek? Are there any big deals that you're going to be making soon?
This Sunday is a very interesting one, so I would definitely encourage listeners to watch Shark Tank on Sunday at 6. There's three businesses coming up, and hopefully we're going to do some great deals on it.
That's not telling us very much, Marnus. When you're away from the boardroom, when you're away from making deals and that kind of thing, what are you like?
So I think, like, many times you get people who think there's a business side and a personal side. But I've really given up on that. Like, in my personal life becomes my business life, and my business life becomes my personal life. And I definitely don't have separate personalities for them. So I'm just the same old Marnus.
That's great. Marnus, thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you so much.
Take care. Right then.
All right. You too. Bye.
And I think that's the advantage of there being so many sharks in the Shark Tank is, like, because I remember, yes, him saying, no, I'm not interested in this biltong business. It's you're selling a dead rotting flesh, he said to the woman. And she's like, but South Africans eat meat. Well, I'm not investing.
And he kept saying to them, but it's dead meat.
Yes.
But it's dead meat.
But he also said no initially to the burial app.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a brilliant idea. And Romeo obviously saw there was a gap there.
Yeah.
I don't know if that guy was asked to come back at a later stage once he'd got to...
They didn't bite for that idea, but they did tell him it was a good app. But I mean, as he said, he brings a lot of himself into the business as well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you're...
Well, yeah. I'm glad to see you're in with the sharks. Please let them know that I have that patent. Remember that patent for the geezer, the self-sustaining energy geezer thing that I want.
All right, okay.
That I'd like to get into.
I remember that. But listen, if you do want to get an idea through to Marnus, because I mean, this is what he does. He looks at businesses and he invests in them.
Tell me, yeah, what details?
You can email me.
Oh, just what's your email?
Terence@pillaymedia.co.za.
And there's one R in Terence.
One R in Terence. You can also follow me on Twitter and tweet me your thoughts.
At TerencePillay1, one R in Terence.
Yep.
Thank you, Terence.
Thanks, Darren. East Coast Breakfast. East Coast Breakfast.